Soprano Christina Lanzhammer makes her American debut with this Pittsburgh Symphony performance of George Frideric Handel's Messiah. Music director Manfred Honeck was pleased to invite her after they'd worked together in Europe.
Well, Christina Lanzhammer is one of the best young German lyric sopranos. She is singing everywhere, Salzburger Festspiele and all the big houses. And I must say, it's time for a debut. She has a wonderful voice.
Manfred Honeck, about to conduct part two of George Frideric Handel's Messiah. Handel wrote more than 24 oratorios, but Messiah is the only one except Israel and Egypt with a text drawn entirely from the Bible. There is no continuous dramatic plot. It is Handel's only oratorio based on the New Testament, and his only oratorio presented in a consecrated space during his lifetime. Speaking of his audience, Handel said, "I should be sorry if I only entertained them. I wish to make them better." Part two of Handel's Messiah will have everyone on their feet at the end with the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct George Frideric Handel's Messiah, Part Two. We hear the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh and soloists Christina Lanzhammer, soprano, countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Paul Appleby, and bass Paul Armin Edelman. The Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh was prepared by Maria Sensi Sellner.
cheeks to them that plucked off the hair, and his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair, and his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. He hid not his face from shame and spitting, he hid not his face from shame. From shame, he hid not his face. From shame, from shame and spitting.
Thank you. Oh.
The Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by music director Bonfred Honeck. Hallelujah, ending part two of George Frederick Handel's Messiah. The audience here at Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh on their feet. The tradition of standing said to have originated with the first London performance attended by King George II. The king was so moved that he rose to his feet and remained standing until the end of the chorus. Protocol has it that when the king stands, we all stand, and it began a tradition that's lasted two centuries. We heard tenor Paul Appleby sing the air, "Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron." Part two began with the chorus, "All we like sheep have gone astray." Countertenor Robin Blaze sang the air, "He was despised." Our soprano soloist was Christina Lanzhammer, Paul Armin Edelman, bass, Paul Appleby, tenor, and Robin Blaze, countertenor. Maria Sensi-Selner prepared the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. Jim Cunningham with you for this performance of Handel's Messiah. Part three will end with the chorus, "Worthy is the Lamb." We'll hear Christina Lanzhammer sing, "I Know That My Redeemer Liveth." And bass Paul Edelman has "The Trumpet Shall Sound." Messiah was a hit for Handel when he needed a boost. He'd spent a decade in London struggling to keep his London theater operations in the black. In 1739, he was at the edge of bankruptcy. His oratorios, Esther and Alexander's Feast, had not been the success he'd hoped for. His health was bad, he had rheumatism, he was depressed, and he'd had a possible stroke. Two of Handel's operas had bombed, Imeneo with only two performances, and Deidamia with just three. In February of 1741, Handel stayed put in his house on Brook Street near Grosvenor Square. But that summer, he was back at work, inspired by a small book of biblical texts put together by Charles Jennens. In just 24 days, Handel wrote Messiah, finishing at the end of the summer on September 14th. William, the Duke of Devonshire and Lord Lieutenant of Dublin, asked him for something new for a series of concerts in Dublin that would aid various local charities. In part three, we'll hear countertenor Robin Blaze sing "Then Shall Be Brought to Pass," and he'll join tenor Paul Appleby for the duet, "O Death, Where Is Thy Sting?" The three parts of Handel's Messiah began with the advent of the Messiah, part two, the Passion of Christ, and the third and final section, his resurrection. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, George Frederick Handel's Messiah, part three. Thank you.
in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet.
Where is thy victory, O grave?
O death?
resting. O grave, where is thy victory? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin.
Thank you.
The audience at Heinz Hall spontaneously rising to their feet, applauding even before the final notes of Worthy is the Lamb, sung by the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, ending part three of George Frederick Handel's Messiah. Music director Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We heard soprano Christina Lanzhammer sing If God Be For Us. The duet O Death, Where Is Thy Sting was sung by Robin Blaze, countertenor, and tenor Paul Appleby. Bass Paul Edelman sang The Trumpet Shall Sound. And Christina Lanzhammer began part three with the air I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. Robin Blaze studied at Magdalen College in Oxford and the Royal College of Music, where he now teaches vocal studies. He's recorded Bach for the Bis label in the cantata cycle of the Bach Collegium of Japan. Robin Blaze has recorded for Hyperion, DG, and EMI. This is his Pittsburgh Symphony debut with Handel's Messiah. Tenor Paul Appleby has sung with Garrison Keillor for live broadcasts of Prairie Home Companion. He enjoyed success in the Magic Flute for San Francisco Opera. In May of 2016, he'll end the season of live Saturday Metropolitan Opera broadcasts with Mozart's Abduction from the Seraglio. Tenor Paul Appleby recently gave a recital for New York's Festival of Song, combining Schubert with songs by the Beatles.
You know, a good song is a good song, and we shouldn't get too tangled up in categories of what is perhaps a proper art song or what is Lieder versus, you know, a Beatles song. Because really, words and music coming together to express something is a song. And I love opportunities like this program coming up where we're pairing Schubert with the Beatles to illustrate that point. Because I don't know about you, but I knew the Beatles before I knew Schubert. And so for me, it's part of one continuum. You know, a good song is a good song, and the delight in it and performing it too is equal for me.
Tenor Paul Appleby, who joined his colleagues Christina Lanzhammer, Robin Blaze, and Paul Armin Edelman, the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, prepared by Maria Sensi-Sellner, and music director Manfred Honeck with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. George P. Upton, American musicologist and turn of the 20th century critic of the Chicago Tribune, wrote, "Other oratorios may be compared one with another. Messiah stands alone, a majestic monument to the memory of the composer, an imperishable record of the noblest sentiments of human nature and the highest aspirations of man." Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Trumpet George Vosburgh has performed over 50 concerts of Messiah with its Trumpet Shall Sound. George Vosburgh founded the Pittsburgh Symphony Brass. The ensemble has recorded the Bach Art of the Fugue and three holiday CDs, in addition to being featured in a special concert at Heinz Hall and in annual tour programs in the region, including Foxburg and Titusville, Pennsylvania. Here is the ensemble to play Joy to the World, Andrew Kasdan's arrangement of the 12 Days of Christmas, and One More Hallelujah with organist Richard Webster at the East Liberty Presbyterian Church. With or without voices, George Frederick Handel's Hallelujah, the Chorus from Messiah, in a transcription by George Vosburgh, the founder of the Pittsburgh Symphony Brass, who you heard playing trumpet with his colleagues Neil Burnson, William Caballero, French horn, Peter Sullivan, tenor trombone, and Murray Crew, bass trombone. The organist was Richard Webster, and Timothy Adams played the timpani. We also heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Brass play the 12 Days of Christmas in the arrangement by Andrew Kasdan, and Joy to the World from their compact disc, A Christmas Concert. I rejoice greatly whenever you are here, and I thank you for tuning in for Handel's Messiah. I hope you'll be with us again soon for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. There are two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You'll find it online or with iTunes using your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Behold, I will tell you a mystery. You will receive the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio blue paper binoculars for free when you write, along with a list of all the programs in the series, the Pittsburgh Symphony story, Manfred Honeck's biography, photographs of some of our soloists this season, and much more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. The paper binoculars are great for watching urban birds and the concert stage. I hope you'll include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. The address here, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold F. Chambers III. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.